So it's 2:31 in the morning, and I'm up for some apparent reason. My 8-year-old's up too. I don't know why, but everybody else in my house is asleep, and he's up. Spring break. I got 10 kids in my house. I'm going crazy. I'm going shopping every day, spending all my money, and all I want is space. Kids don't understand. I mean, I love them so much. I just want a little me time, and they don't want to get that to me. Them or my husband. Oh, and I forgot to tell y'all that I got 3 dogs. Can y'all believe that? 3. So, and oh, I got a German Shepherd. His name is Justin. And I got a pit bull. Her name is Hulu. And then I got a Shih Tzu and a, a weenie dog. And her name is Seven.
It's a Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. And her name is Seven. It's crazy. And we live in this 5-bedroom house. And I'm transitioning from working to being a stay-at-home mom. I've been working all my life. And now I'm a stay-at-home mom with all my kids. And it's been cool. It's been cool. I mean, my kids, they're a mess. They're a mess. It's 7 of them. I have 7 kids that I had biologically. Then I have a stepdaughter that lives in Texas with her mom. But my kids, they are a mess. Like, it's like a comedy show over here. I want to get my own. I think I should get my own show because my kids, there is 7 different personalities. What am I supposed to do about the cut on your tongue? You want to put a band-aid on your tongue? Y'all see what I be talking about? He's talking about his tongue has a cut on it. Like I'm supposed to put a band-aid on his tongue because it has a cut on it. Kids are crazy. I'm 37. I'll be 38 next month. And I can't believe it. Like, I'm going to tell y'all about all the products that I use because as a stay-at-home mom, I use so many products. Y'all, it don't make no sense. Like, have y'all ever tried the Dove soap for babies? That is the best soap to take your kids to bath in, even like your 8-9-year-old kids. Like, oh my god, it'll make their skin so soft and stuff. So if you looking for some soap to take your kids a bath in, a bubble bath in, use the Dove because it's nice. I like that. Some good soap. And how often do y'all take your kids a bath? Because I make my kids take a bath like every other day. Like, I'm trying to get this schedule together to where I make them take a bath every other day because I got so many kids and I don't want my water bill to be high. So if you ladies have a system, you know, if for any moms out there that have a system, email it to me and let me know what your system is. Right now I'm trying to work on getting a system, you know, with my kids, trying to get them on a schedule so they can go to school and you know, play a sport or do something. I hope this corona thing is, you know, it'll be over soon because my kids, they need to get out and do some stuff, because kids today, they're not like we was. Back in the day, me and my sister was outside all the time. My kids don't go outside for nothing. Well, a few of my kids do. My oldest kids, they don't do nothing but sit on them damn phones. Like, technology is taking over everything. It's taking over the world. It's crazy. All these kids want to do is just be on their damn phones and tablets and computers. And even when they at school, like, I found out that when my kids go to school 2 days a week, and when they go to school, they're in class on a computer. Like, what was the purpose of them going back to school? They were just going to be on the computers. I should have just let them stay at home and homeschooled them. But no, they wanted to go back to school to be at school on some computers, which is crazy. So, shout out to Oklahoma City Public Schools. Y'all are doing a great job. Don't understand, these kids are going to graduate stupid. Like, how do you go to school 2 days a week and graduate? I don't understand that. I know half these kids can't read. Oh, y'all should have seen the video. These kids will sleep. Oh, half my kids will sleep. I'll walk in there, they sleep under the cover. School just going on, like, down the computer sleep. So, yeah, they had to go back to school, even if it's 2 days a week. At least I'll get that 2 days to do something for me, you know, get me some mama time, because I don't get it. Can't even go to the bathroom by myself. Just imagine 4 out of 7 of my kids follow me to the bathroom. It's crazy. No bathroom time. Even when my husband gets off work, he's the biggest kid in the house. And I love him, and I don't know what we're going to do with my kids, because I'm going to be stuck with him, and he's a big-ass baby. It's okay. I'll be good. I'm just got to train these kids right, y'all. Got to get them out the house. Because that's what you're supposed to do, right? Train your kids up right so they can go out and leave, and you won't have to worry about it no more. Because I know some of y'all got grown-up kids that y'all need y'all ass whooped. I don't understand why people want to be responsible for the good kids, but don't nobody want to be responsible for the bad kids. You got to be responsible for your bad kids because they're your kids too, even if they is bad. You cannot just give all the good kids the glory. You got to take responsibility for the bad kids. Shit. Because I know I did. You know, I kind of messed up when I had my two oldest kids, but I fixed that and got it together. As a new mom, it's not easy, especially when you're young and you got a lot of kids. So, but hey, I'm just saying, you got to take responsibility for what you do to your kids, because I got a sister that's going through it right now, and I don't understand, like, childhood trauma is real, y'all. And if you don't be responsible for your kids and make sure they go to therapy and do the things that you're supposed to do as a parent, your kids are going to grow up messed up. I know, I suffered from childhood trauma myself. I was molested as a child. And it's crazy. But you gotta be parents, and you gotta be responsible, and you gotta not think about yourself. When you have kids, it's not about you. And I'm learning that. And it was not a good lesson. It was not the easiest lesson to learn, y'all. I'm telling you, because I used to be selfish. But I learned it, and look at me now. 7 kids and a stepdaughter. So, and a husband and 3 dogs. I cannot believe I got 3 dogs. Well, one of them about to go because I got to give 7 away. I got too many dogs. But I'm keeping my German Shepherd. Y'all, I got a German Shepherd. His name is Justin. Okay, I know I said that. I'm just excited because I like my German Shepherd. Y'all, don't say I'm crazy because I'm repeating the same thing over and over again. But I love Justin. I cannot believe my husband bought him for Valentine's Day. He was the cutest thing ever. Now he's getting big and tearing up shit. But it's okay. It's okay because he go to training class April 4th. So I'm excited. It's my first time, really being a dog person and taking my dog to training class and training it and doing the right thing. So I'm excited, y'all. I'm excited right now. Even though we're going through the COVID, I feel like as a woman, I am truly getting myself together. And as a mother and a wife, even though my kids are bad as hell, it's okay, because I'm going to get them together, y'all, because God dang, they disrespectful. Y'all should see my house. It's nasty. The only thing that's clean in my house is my room in my office. And I'm not going to clean it up either. I'm going to leave my house like that until they clean it up, because they got me messed up. I'm not the maid. I'm tired of cleaning them after them and my husband. He's going to leave his shit laying around, too. I mean, it's okay for me to complain. I got the right to complain. Shit, because I do every damn thing. Damn, babies. But anyway, so I am from Oklahoma City. I currently live in none of your goddamn business. I will tell y'all that I used to live in Texas. Texas is my second home. I love Texas. I got family in Texas. Shout out to everybody in Dallas, Texas. So. Oak Cliff, Pleasant Grove, Mesquite. I love Texas, but I had to get away because Texas is too damn big and too damn crowded and too many goddamn people and shit, nosy. Even though I'm back in my hometown and everybody know me, at least I can just get away. I can get away in Texas, but I'm back at home, being a stay-at-home mom. Taking care of my kids. Trying to stay away from my damn family because they crazy as hell. You know how you got that batshit ass crazy family? No, boy, because you ain't supposed to be up. Y'all hear that? That's what's wrong with kids. He ain't supposed to be up. So I'm like, can't he say hi? He need to go to sleep. Only one that's up. And I got to go pick up his daddy at 9 o'clock. As soon as it's 5 o'clock, he going to be on the couch sleep in my room, y'all. So, how many people got their stimulants? Me and my husband still haven't got ours, so. So, shout out to everybody who did get their stimulants. I wish we would get ours We didn't even get the second one or the third one. So we're going to be bowling. Don't ask me for no money because I'm a lie and say I ain't got none. Got to take care of them kids. I don't even get nothing. Got my damn nails done and I'm not even happy about them. We ain't even going to talk about that right now. I'll do an episode on that. I'm telling y'all, these people be out here scamming. Be all on Facebook like they can really do some shit and can't do shit. But anywho, let me go because it's supposed to be 3 o'clock and I need to be asleep before I wake up my kids because every time they hear my voice, they feel like they got to get up. So, peace, love, grease, and chicken fat and all that like that. And I will hit y'all up tomorrow when I get some more mommy time. 9 times out of 10, it's going to be late as hell because my kids don't let me get none. All right, y'all. I love y'all. I love them kids. I love my life. Peace.